This is K-Love. I'm Lori. No matter what you got going today, this will be your soundtrack of songs that encourage your heart. Here's Micah Tyler.
Even when it feels like my world.
am Lori here at K-Rock. Here's the topic of conversation. I have always had a desire to be a mom, to have kids. It's just not been the place that I have arrived to yet. And so I have to focus on that. And that might be the cry of your heart, a deep desire in you. And I'm not diminishing or glossing over or saying just get over it, okay? Please hear that. But we could focus and we could see. But this weekend, I'm choosing to say, you know what? I'm focusing on being anti-Lola. I got all these nephews. All my sisters had only boys, and they named them all these old man names. So you've heard me talk about the old man brigade. That's what I call them. I mean, we got like Ralph and George and Simon and Charles and Henry and Curtis. I mean, like, they're old men, but they're young. And so I get too fly to be able to come, go and visit Sweet Ralph. If you know him, please don't tell him that I'm surprising him, but I am going to show up at the house before he goes to school to do breakfast. Ta-da! I'm focusing on being the rockstar anti-Lola. Is that something we can do? We can find places and we can show up and we can surprise and delight. I'm sorry, parents don't always have that same rockstar status. You know, that's us, the aunts and the uncles that get to show up and do all the fun things and bells and whistles. Yep, that's what I'm focusing on this weekend. We trust God with those big desires of our heart. And in His timing and His plans, I know that God works things together for our good. And in the meantime, Auntie Lolo is showing up this weekend.
Transform your mornings. Start every day with inspiration in your inbox. K-Lock will send you our verse of the day every day when you sign up at klock.com/verse of the day. It's an easy way to get closer to Jesus today. klock.com/verse of the day. Inside the music.
Hey everybody, this is Bear from Need to Breathe. This song is called Follow Me. From the Bible, certainly is the prodigal son. My favorite part about that story maybe is the father waiting expectantly. I think that's true about all of us. I think we all need to be loved in that way. And the ones that are closest to us need to know that regardless of what happens or what they do, there's always a place they can land.
When you support Kayla, you change lives.
K-Love is a beautiful way to stay connected to God. It just inspires my heart to stay positive in all the negativity. I struggle with depression, and it helps me to stay connected to God, and I just feel His spirit when I listen, and I just hope it does it for others, you know?
Your support of K-Love made this story possible. You can keep K-Love going. Well, we keep you going by giving at klove.com. Toby Mack. Mercy Me. Zach Williams. Together with you for one match. Presented by the Awakening Foundation, a nonprofit supporter of K-Love. Connect with your friends and the music. Toby Mack, Mercy Me, and Zach Williams. Tickets are available at awakeningfoundation.com.
Yeah.
back speaker to play Caleb.
Yeah.
need to learn to rest and not quit. I'm looking forward to the rest this weekend. I'm Lori here at K-Love. Here's Corn Mice.
Searching for answers.
This is K-Love, and the message of this next song reminds us, no matter how messy and broken we feel, even at my worst, God's love is there.
Torn Wells featuring We the Kingdom.
smell overload. And the Bible teaches us that our prayers do the same thing to God. It says they are like a sweet aroma in His presence. Psalm 34:8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in Him." So let's fill God's house with a scent and taste of love today. And Alex mentioned verse of the day, a positive, encouraging K-Love.
You shall hold it out.
and we play a song that makes it even better. Positive, encouraging K-Love.
Turns out.